Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil sharpener.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM.
I am really fiending for a fix of Kira's diary at this point. Oh, every week, I am Kira. Every week, Kira brings in her old diaries from when she was a young lady, a young, wonderfully innocent, naive, but lovable creature trying to make sense of the world. And, you know, she kept a diary. And you have to remember that you might think, diary? Who the hell keeps a diary? This was in a time before your tweet and your Tumblr and your blog and your retweeting and your Periscope. What is Periscope? By the way, we must get to that later. But anyway, this was in a time before that, a pen and paper kind of time, and Kira used to keep a diary. I tell you, these diaries are looking worse for wear every day, but you know, we really are going to have to get some university like preservationists who would do things like restore old books and old paintings and everything. We really are going to have to get them to have a look at this. By the way, if you are in any way involved in that field or know someone who is, we could use your help perhaps in the future. However, for now, I think they're okay. Kira wears gloves when she's handling them so as not to damage them. And Kira is going to read to us.
Yeah, I actually keep them in my fridge now.
And people who live with you like, your mom puts like old books in the fridge. Like, I don't want to say anything. I think she might be touched or whatever. Like, I don't want to, we don't want to bring it up with her. But geez, it's getting kind of weird.
I'm like, get your cheese slices off my diary.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, okay, sorry, Kira, sorry. You're dead right, Kira. We're very sorry. We have to evict her. But anyway, look.
Only when it's the weekend and I need to put wine in the fridge so I take them out.
Yeah, you have your priorities, right?
Yes,
anyway,
I do, Chris. All yes, right. I do.
Well, look, how about we get down to it? I'm going to get you your dramatic music. And then what we're going to do is we are going to go back in time with Kira. I mean, it's going to be a thrilling journey back in time. These are always amazing. Kira, as I say every time before we start these, no one would resent you. No one would think any less of you if you broke down during this, because I understand it's always very emotional. But look, we're all here. We're all supporting you. We're all behind you.
Thank you.
But
Chris.
Kira, whenever you're ready, please. I'm just going to...
Dear Diary, oh my God, I think I've met the one. Okay, I know I say that at least twice a month, Dear Diary, but this time I actually mean it. But alas, true love does not seem to run smoothly in the life of little old Kira. I'm not being dramatic-like, but I seriously feel we have a modern-day Romeo and Juliet scenario on our hands.
Oh no.
On one hand, there is me, Juliet, daughter of the Capulet family. And on the other side, there is Romeo, a.k.a. this guy called John, son of the Montague family and real-life cousin of Lucy. Of all the men I could fall in love with this month, why, oh why, did it have to be a family member belonging to Lucy? Lucy, my only nemesis in this cruel, cruel, cruel world of love. You see, Dear Diary, after what happened with Lucy's brother, basically me falling in love with him and all the dry humping that went with that interaction, Lucy has banned me from being with any of her family members since she found out I scored her brother. If this was an episode of The Simpsons, I would be Maggie Simpson and Lucy would be the monobrow baby and my new love John would live in Shelbyville and I would reside in Springfield. Lucy is nothing but a goddamn cock block. I'm not even sure what that means, but she definitely is. Anyway, John, let me tell you about John and set the scene. A big gang of us had decided to hang out in the local shopping centre as we're teenagers and obviously adults do not know how to cater for the needs of us young adults. We really are treated like second-class citizens. I've written two letters about this issue already in the past month and I post them to the Irish Times. But as of yet, they have not been printed. The Irish Times obviously has an agenda against teenagers. The bastards. Do the people in power not realise that we are the next generation with feelings and emotions and thoughts? We should really be able to vote for our rights as well. We should be able to shake off these shackles of oppression that have haunted generations of teenagers through the years.
Amen.
Anyway, we were bored, so we went to the shopping centre. I had heard that there was leopard print and zebra print padded bras and pennies, and I like totally wanted to get them. How sexy and classy are they? Anyway, on our way into Penny's, who do we bump into but Lucy and this seriously handsome, mysterious guy standing beside her, kind of brooding and looking pissed off with life. I pray to Saint Anthony that this guy was not one of those lads that she randomly picks up from different boys' secondary schools in the locality, because I would have been like totally jealous. But then she introduced him as her cousin John. Straight away, because of some information that I had picked up from watching an episode of Oprah where Dr. Phil had talked about the allure of the bad boy, I sized him up. He had his lip pierced, indicating that bad boy element. Yeah. He was wearing just enough Dax wax to indicate that he wasn't trying too hard, and he was wearing a Barcelona football shirt with Rivaldo on the back, indicating a deep knowledge of football in the Spanish region. His eyes were deep and brown and passionate, and I'm almost certain he had a quick look down at my boob area.
Yeah.
I know I say this a lot too, Dear Diary, but honestly, I mean it this time. It was like someone sent an electric shock through my body, which pulsated through my very core. Our eyes met and there was like an instant connection. Rebecca said afterwards that it looked like I was just staring him out of it. But what does she know? She wasn't in the moment like I was. Yeah. She wasn't feeling the feelings I was. She doesn't know what love at first sight is. I do. I've been to Specsavers and I've gotten contact lenses and I can see things so much more clearly now since I did.
Yeah.
Anyway, I knew I had to have him. Lucy's cousin or not. I had to go then as Rebecca wanted to go and buy a new CD Shvagos have called Genie a Bottle by this new musician called Christina Aguilera. It's a good song and she's all right, but she's no Britney Spears, so may she crawl back under whatever rock she came out of. I mean, where has all the real music gone? While I was in Shvagos with Rebecca, I bought this awesome new dance track called Livin' La Vida Loca. It's by this exotic South American guy called Ricky Martin. Now that's proper music right there. When I grow up, I'm going to marry him. That's if things don't work out with John, that is. By the time we met up with the rest of the gang, all the lads were quoting some movie called Fight Club that they'd snuck into the cinema to see. Everything we did for the rest of the day was like, welcome to Supermax. The first rule of Supermax is you do not talk about Supermax. The second rule of Supermax is you do not talk about Supermax. Then they just fall around the place, bursting their shit laughing and trying to give each other dead legs.
They do sound fun.
Lads are beyond immature. I don't even get it. Anyhow, it was in this particular establishment of fast food where me and John finally bonded. It turns out that John is a vegetarian, and I thank my lucky stars that I'd not gone for the Big Mac meal and instead had opted for a portion of garlic cheese chips. It was there, as I launched into my garlic cheese chips, that John said it was refreshing that I was a girl who didn't eat meat. I'm not quite sure where he got that impression, but I went along with it nonetheless. As it turns out, he like totally disagrees with the cruelty that is subjected on like animals every day across the world. He's even been to protests against animal testing and everything. I'm so surprised that someone as cultured as him is Lucy's cousin. I mean, anyway, a security guard kicked us out because the lads were sticking chips up their noses and blowing them out and laughing and calling each other gay. And then it was raining, so we all had to huddle in this bus shelter. This turned out to be really brilliant as I got to stand really close to John. At one stage, our hands brushed off each other and I thought I was going to faint. This is what love feels like, dear diary. Real love. Anyway, Lucy had to go and ruin the moment and was all like, hey, John, don't stand close to her. You might catch the frigidness off her. I don't even know if you can catch frigidness off someone, but I could put out if needs be. Lucy must have sussed that I was interested in her cousin. She's like one of those sniffer dogs from those cop programs and you're carrying drugs in the airport and out of nowhere this big Alsatian dog just runs and floors you and catches you with the drugs and you end up in jail. Yeah, Lucy's like an Alsatian all right, and she totally ruined my drug heist. Anyway, I threw her daggers, but she didn't notice because her mother pulls up and Lucy has to literally swallow the cigarette she's smoking so her mother doesn't go mental. And then she and John have to go. Just like that. As they drove away, I whispered, goodbye, Romeo, under my breath. Rebecca looked at me as in to say, you total weirdo. Then she started shifting Johnny limp again. They've been going steady now for a while, which has me perplexed, if I'm being honest. Not because I'm jealous, because I'm not. He has a limp like, and I don't find him attractive at all.
Yeah.
But the fact, this tiny fact that keeps on popping up in the back of my mind, and I feel so awful that I think of what I do, and there's no denying it. I am so afraid that Rebecca will lose her virginity before me, and I'll be left like the only virgin in the group for the rest of my life. On that note, dear diary, I'll head to bed. I'm totally going to be thinking about John now as I lie in bed, and I'm going to have imaginary conversations with him and like totally daydream about scenarios that might never happen. And if I just daydream just enough, maybe, just maybe, they might come true. Good night, dear diary. Love, Kira.
That was amazing.
Chris and Kira. 2FM.